Welcome, Big Little Bestie, to another episode of After Bedtime with Big Little Feelings. New year, new you. Bullshit. We're going to talk about it today. You do not need to transform who you are. You do not need a new app. You do not need to lose weight. You just need to love yourself. 2024, let's go.
If you follow us on Instagram, you know that Moki, my pug, he is my number one baby. He's my firstborn. I love him so much. But if I'm being really, really honest, ever since having kids, he doesn't get the attention that he used to. I do my best, but there's a lot going on. But one thing that makes me feel really good is we recently switched his food to the farmer's dog. And I cannot tell you how happy this little pug is every morning and every night when he's about to eat. Even my husband commented yesterday, he's like, I've never seen Moki prance around so excited. He loves this food. And I've noticed a difference where he does look happier, he has more energy, he just looks like a healthier dog. The farmer's dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and it's made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. Honestly, when you pour it, you can tell how real and how clean this food is. In hindsight now, I can really see how like traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed, and they can use so much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, and they're extremely difficult to portion accurately. And if you're using dry food or like store-bought food, no guilt. I did it for a really long time, but I now notice such a difference since I've switched him, which is why I'm here sharing the farmer's dog with you so you can incorporate it into your family. And one little detail that I love, it makes life easier, is the farmer's dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send you the right pre-portioned size specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. This makes it really easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. In fact, dogs at healthy weights can live as much as 16% longer than overweight ones, and that's 2.5 years. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat and skin to better breath and even easier digestion and smaller, better poops. Yes, poops matter. A healthy diet isn't just important for humans. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/feelings. Let the farmer's dog know that we sent you. Use our code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
Finally, here we are. It's after bedtime, the kids are asleep, and it is time to get down. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dina. We're the duo behind the ever-popular Instagram account Big Little Feelings, which helps you navigate all things parenthood.
But this is not a boring parenting podcast. There will be inappropriate jokes, we will be getting down and dirty, so put those babies to bed, and let's have fun. Dina!
What's up, girl? We're back.
Girl, I had to sing on this one because it's been a while. I had to sing.
It's been a while. It's been a slog.
What? Like, what?
What was that?
What is...
You and I got wrecked at the end of the year.
Like, who did anyone not get wrecked? We're laughing because it's just like... I don't even think I've spoken to you or seen you.
I haven't.
In weeks? Is that right? Is that accurate?
We haven't seen each other in weeks.
Is it months?
Because we've been in an illness nightmare land. Just back to backing it.
I'm laughing.
You kicked us off, though. Yeah. You kicked us off. Remember at the end of last episode, you were literally about to go down with norovirus, yeah, and then you did.
I do remember that. What a champ. What a champ I am. Just if I can say that.
You champed
up, that a
dude.
Good quality as a child therapist, or is that... a touch.
We could go both ways on it. Very resilient, okay. Like really showing up during stressful, tough times. And also like maybe when you're sick, rest, you know?
I think it was more just like, you know, that feeling where it's like, I still feel that way even right now because my kids are still sick, by the way. But it's just like any time right now between November and March, if I personally am not sick, let alone my kids, I never know when the next moment is going to happen. You know what I mean? So we better record the podcast. We better get a meal plan. We better get groceries because like you never know what's around the corner. You just have to be flexible.
Like when we were recording, you're like, I don't feel well right now, but I don't know if 1 hour from now and tomorrow it's going to be a million times worse.
It was
worse,
so much worse. Know? It was so much worse. And then
I know. So Big Little Bestie, like what actually happened is Kristen's entire family went down one by one with norovirus. Yeah. And then what, like a week or two later, my entire family got COVID one by one. Mm-hmm. And then the very next week rolled into norovirus ourselves. Just knocking us out one by one on Christmas Eve and Christmas.
I'm laughing, but I'm crying a little bit. Like, just a little bit. And I feel like all this is compounded, by the way, where like I personally, like our family is going through something really difficult. We're not sharing exactly what that is because when you have a public platform, you got a lot of followers. Like I will share my stories, you know, my miscarriage, infertility. If it's somebody else's story, like that's for them to share. But I kept feeling weird showing up on Instagram, like with our besties, with everybody every day when I'm going through all this. So all is that to say that while this is all going down, you're down. We're business partners, by the way. Like everyone is collectively down. I'm also going through one of the most difficult times since like my dad died or the miscarriage. And sitting here with you today, Dina, feels like someone shipped me to Cabo. Someone just shipped me to Cabo. I want a luxury vacation right now.
I'm so happy I could cry. Like, it's so nice to see you.
I know.
I miss you. I missed you too. I can't touch you, but I like seeing your face.
I know. I know. I feel like we just send like SOS text, you know, where it's just like, hey, I'm checking in on you, but also like see you in 2.5 weeks because like I'll see you in March. And like also, by the way, I had COVID and also, you know, and it's just gone. It's just gone then for 48 hours.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a weird time. But hey, new year, new us, huh? Let's start again.
I actually feel that.
New beginnings.
I feel that energy. And I know we're not supposed to, but also like when really hard moments happen, I'm laughing as a defense mechanism. When really hard moments happen, I think it is natural where you hit the rock bottom and you start to notice like who does show up for me? Who are my friends? But also like, wait, life is super fleeting. It's just perspective is what I'm saying. When you go through like a really, really, really hard thing or a loss or anything like that, you suddenly take inventory on like, how am I showing up every day? Like, am I living life every day or am I living it for 10 years of like, if I work, you know what I mean? Like, I feel that.
Like
I feel that energy.
Like a new beginning is very welcomed, you know, like a new chapter.
Introspection.
Where you're going to show up for yourself. Yeah. You're going to be reflective and really tap into what your needs are and use your time and your energy, which is very limited, very wisely.
Not wasting time. You're not wasting time. I like that part of it. I like that part of the new year. Both New Year's energy and also silver linings of hard times is like, I feel like what we could take from all the messaging that's out there is less of a like new year, new you, be a totally different person, get this app and then you'll be happy. If you're skinny,
be your best self, live your best life. This is the year, you know, and it's like, oh my God, oh my. So much pressure.
Not to mention, like, I might be okay, you know? I might be, like, my weight might be okay. My daily life might be okay. And I think that's the difference where it's like, instead of new year, new you, I like the part of, like, introspection. Like, really taking a look at how am I approaching my relationships? How am I approaching my day-to-day life? How am I approaching, you know, my calendar and all of that stuff? And there might be things that like I need to work on. Maybe I should take it to therapy. Maybe I should rearrange things. I feel like that's a good part of it.
I agree. It's like an energy shift, you know? How are you going to show up this year? But like in a healthy way, not in a pressured way.
Yeah.
And honestly, as you were saying that, when I was younger for a long time, the whole thing around like, you know, you got to hit the gym, start the year off strong, get that body, you know, like this is your year. That used to really impact me actually for a really, really long time.
I'm sure.
Like the beginning of the year was stressful.
I'm sure. But it gives you that like, oh, yeah, I better do this right now, even harder, even more.
I know. And I feel like women get hit the hardest with that message. Like so many companies are kind of taking advantage of it at this time of the year.
And we grew up in that culture. Like, if you think back,
yeah.
Oh my God, I was just thinking back to like, okay, when we were younger, we're 80s babies. Are you an 80s baby? Yeah, you are.
I was 89. Yeah. So I was like, you know, right on the just rounding it out there.
I would feel so, I don't even know what I would do if you were like a nine, you know what I mean? Like, you had to be
weird.
Yeah, that would be weird. Like 1990, Dina, you can't. I can't. Anybody who's listening that was born in 1990, I love you. You're young.
My sister's is a 90s baby, and that's like a whole different ballgame.
Okay, so as 80s babies, I feel like when we were younger, it was like, I don't know if you remember this, but I remember this even being really, really little. It was Slim Fast commercials, which is like so incredibly insane to even think about, where you're a kid and you're watching, my parents did it by the way, but even if you're just watching a commercial, whatever it is, normalizing like, we don't eat meals, we drink them, you know?
Yeah, literally.
And then Jenny Craig at the same time, it was like
Jenny Craig Weight Watchers.
Remember that?
Weight Watchers.
Remember that? Whoa. Everywhere.
That was a whole thing.
Okay, then we become teenagers. We're ripe teenagers, right where little Dina is at this high pressure school, straight A good girl, didn't stand a chance because tabloids come out.
Nope.
Paparazzi comes out. And every tabloid, every year, let alone throughout the whole year, is like, new body, new you. Look at this fat bitch. She gained so much weight. Ew, look at her butt.
Worst beach bodies. Like, oh my God, how horrifying is that? And all you're trying to do is check out with your mom at the market. You know, you're just standing in line. I didn't ask for this. I'm just trying to get out of here. I want to go home. I don't even want to be here right now.
You're just holding your free little cookie from the bakery. You know, like, can I enjoy my sprinkle cookie?
Surrounded by body shaming. Leave me alone. I can't even enjoy this cookie now.
We're like six.
I can't even.
We're like six. It really,
six,
it does start, you know, that early. Like, I remember very much
it really
like,
did.
Taking that in so early, even commercials. Like, I remember when present day family, like me and my kids, we landed in Orange County to go to Disneyland, and everywhere in the Orange County airport, this is present day, 2023, it's like billboards of like, suck your fat away, you know? And literally my 6-year-old is like, mommy, what's this for? And I'm like, you know, it's everywhere.
Oh my gosh, wait, that is, we do have a current day one. I see the billboards all the time for, I forget what it's called. It's like cool sculpting. Yeah. Cool sculpting. I can barely say that, but.
Have you done it?
No, okay. I haven't.
That's good.
Have you?
No.
I think my dad said that the other week. I think he literally said, he was like going in for an appointment, actually, now that I think about
that
it.
That he's doing it?
I may have misheard that. I'm going to ask him. I don't know. Okay. I may have misheard it, but I'm actually, now that we're talking about it, I'm like, I think I heard that last week.
Okay.
Okay. Whoa. We'll report back.
Whoa. take that one to therapy.
I mean, you grow up in Los Angeles, you know, it becomes normal.
Yeah.
Okay. All that said, I feel like New Year rolls around. A lot of companies take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. There is a ton of pressure placed on us, especially women, to be this new, amazing version of you and work out and eat well and be so healthy, which ironically becomes so unhealthy. You know, all the pressure and all these kind of fads and pushing you into dieting and over-exercise, like, that's not healthy. That's not sustainable.
Yeah. Isn't there some statistic? I think it's 90% of people by January 25th have given up on their New Year's resolutions, which feels good to me. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to completely transform your entire self. And frankly, you don't need to, right? You don't need to. That's where
it's
like
true.
There's a difference between this whole like new year, new you messaging and the difference of introspection, like, hey, what's going on? What is there something? Am I stuck a little bit? And then this like slow, gradual, you know, investment into something that maybe you think is like, I don't know, stuck, right? Like, that's healthier.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm all for growing and reflecting and owning what we could do better. Like, sure, yeah. All of that. But you got to do it in a sustainable way. Mm. Otherwise, it's just never going to work. It's going to feel terrible. You're going to burn out. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, that's not it.
I feel like for women too, it's like, it's just like motherhood, where it's like everything, right? Like everything better change and be better by January 1st. Like you better lose weight, go to the gym, eat healthy, stop drinking alcohol, be a better mommy, do more crafts, hike more is mine. You better cook more. You need to, you know, have healthier lunches, cut back on screen time, like all the things that a woman possibly feels guilt over is like capitalized on January 1st.
Can I admit something to you?
Yeah, I would love that.
I haven't said this out loud to anyone yet.
Yes.
Kristen, because I was locked in a room with a vomiting toddler on the last few days before Christmas, I had this whole to-do list. Okay, like, you know, you're a mom. You want to make it magical.
Yeah.
You want to just make it this amazing time for your kids. I had this whole to-do list, which included getting all of their toys. I just want you to know I didn't get them a single thing for Christmas. Okay. Like not even one thing.
That's okay.
At all. Period. But the end.
First of all, they're 3-in-1, you know? Like
I know.
Am proud of you because I didn't have that choice. Like my kids are not only know it's they know the day is Christmas. In my mind, we're going through so much. Like everything is, and it's like, maybe I could just, like last year we delayed it by 4 days and they never knew. Like 7-year-olds know a calendar. Like, there is, and they're like, mommy.
They're like, mom, it's tomorrow.
We went to Zoo Lights last year. Are we going to Zoo Lights this year? We're going to Santa, right? Like, they remember. So I am so proud of you because you did exactly what you should have done at 3-in-1. Like, 100%.
Exactly. I just gave in. I was like, you know what?
For you.
This is the last year I can get away with this. I'm doing it.
Tina, new year, new you. You did it. Congratulations. Oh my God.
Old me would be like, you know, vomiting on the way to picking up toys.
Do you see what I mean? Sometimes when you're beaten down by life so much, you realize what's important and what you need to just say, like, you know what? F it. F it.
My sister, who also, she doesn't have kids yet. And she also got taken down by norovirus in our family trip here when everyone came to my house, which I feel terrible about. They literally just vomited in the bathroom and left. But nonetheless, she was like, I have to say, like, it's just crazy to watch you as a mom because like nothing really bothers you anymore. You used to be bothered all the time by everything. Yeah. And now you're just like so flexible and you can just handle everything. And I was like, you know why? Because you can make plans and then nothing goes according to your plan.
That's
and
right.
After you do that 1,000 times, you just give in.
You know how many people I knew had COVID or something else over Christmas? Like our original plan was to go to my sister's house on Christmas. And actually, no, we had a different original plan and that plan fell all the way through because somebody else got COVID. So then the backup was going to my sister's house and then I didn't get any groceries because I was like, okay, like going to... And so that morning, she's like, we have COVID. And I'm like, cool. All right. Pivot. Cool.
Next.
Went to some like school friend's house for Christmas dinner. And it was great. You know what I mean? Like,
look how
crash
flexible.
A party. So flexible. Like, you know.
See, that's goals.
We're just happy to be here.
You know, that's goals.
We're just happy to be here.
Okay, we're big believers that small, easy changes can have big results. And that goes for your skincare routine too. These days, it's so confusing to know what product works for this and that and which work together in what order. So I'm just going to make it easy for you. The Work System from Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, it's high-end skincare that's affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, by the way, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I do not have time to remember a 10-step routine. The Work System is everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Plus, with spring and summer around the corner, I love anything with sunscreen. Their Tinted Glow Wonder Screen with SPF 30 just came out in new shades, and it's amazing. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Dimebeautyco.com. It's about time you've checked out Dime. Besties, you know that after bedtime, this is a podcast where we navigate the wild world of parenting after our little ones have gone to sleep. But we can't forget our other little babies, our furry little troublemakers, our dogs. I have a little pug. His name is Moki and we call him Momo, and he really is my number one baby. He was my first child. And at the same time, as much as we love our pets, we know they can get into some trouble sometimes. Let me tell you about a time that my sweet, sweet baby Moki got into a bit of trouble. My one-year-old was just learning how to do solids. He's practicing. I gave him a huge lamb bone. And the baby, being a baby, accidentally dropped it on the floor. And within seconds, I kid you not, I looked over. Before I could grab it, Moki inhaled the lamb bone all 6 inches in a pug down his throat. It was horrifying. We rushed him to an emergency vet, and thankfully, it was a 3-day journey. He is okay. But trust me, the vet bills, they were no joke. Speaking of which, we wanted to share a message from our partner Spot Pet Insurance, because Spot Pet Insurance plans can offer up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills, which sounds like a game changer and something I wish I had on the Moki Lambone fiasco. Honestly, like, it was bad on top of bad when I got the bill. But now imagine getting up to 90% cash back on that bill. And the Spot Pet Insurance plan offers not only coverage for accidents and illness plans, but an optional preventative care benefit as well to help with the cost for routine wellness, vaccines, and more. And if you catch yourself thinking like, is it expensive? Let me tell you, it is probably less expensive than the unexpected $1,800 vet bill that I got served. Go to spotpetinsurance.com today and get a free quote instantly. It's very easy. Disclaimer, paid ad for Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductible, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
Okay, back to New Year, New Us, by the way. Okay. We're just catching up on this podcast. I want all the besties to know that we truly...
we haven't talked in weeks.
We have not talked. I haven't been alone in weeks, let alone talk to you in weeks. So, you know, this is really just a bestie catch up.
This is nice.
Okay, but back to New Year, New You. I do want to say this because I'm so curious what yours is. Do you do the thing where you do a word for the year? Because I kind of like that. I like when people do that. Like, you see that on social media? You pick a year? Well, no. You pick a word?
I've seen that around. Mm-hmm. I don't do that. Don't do that. So this year has been a little bit different for me, actually. In the past, I usually have a lot of, like, hype. Mm. Just myself. I, like, hype up the new year. I'm, like, intentions, reflecting. Mm. Think about what we could have done better. Mm. What are the plans to do it better this year? And I, like, make my husband sit down at some point, right? And I, like, pour a glass of champagne and we sit and we like reflect, and I'm usually guiding it and doing a lot of the work, to be very honest. Mm. Although now he's in therapy, so he can like do his own work and it's different. This year I was like, I don't want to do that. I'm just gonna like flow with it. Time is a construct. We made this up. New Year's is made up. It's just another day, and I'm just gonna walk in from the 31st to the first like a normal day.
Yeah.
Because that's all the energy I have. And so that's actually what I did. I like didn't really take any time to do anything special. And I weirdly feel like, for me as a very rigid person who's like a perfectionist, I feel like that's actually growth. Like, yeah. New year, new me is just kind of being more chill and flexible.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. Yeah. Wait, yeah. I saw that as a reel though. You know, do you know that one?
Oh, really?
They're like, it's like a husband and a wife. I've seen there's like 6 different versions of this, by the way. So like, you could have created this reel. I've seen 6 different reels that are like a husband and a wife, and they have a whiteboard, and they're just like, you know, you got to plot out like every single thing for 2024. I think to each their
own. Kristen, I could have made that reel, but my husband just would have been acting because I told him to.
Yeah.
Because really, it's like me leading the show every time we've done that. I'm like, okay, so now we're going to talk about family goals. Now we're going to talk about our work goals together. And it's just like me like, okay, and next, like what is happening here?
Okay. Wait, but I do recall we went on like a work retreat after my maternity leave was over last year. In the new year, you probably don't remember this because we all had some tequila. I swear to God, we all picked words last year. And I was trying to remember what your word
was. We did.
Do you remember what it was?
Because you let it.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I don't remember.
No, I was like racking my brain trying to remember your word. I wonder if the others who came remember.
Oh, now I want to remember too.
Do you think somebody else remembers? I bet one of them does.
I feel like last year was a really big growing year for me. Yeah. Like I kind of crumbled at points in the year and lost myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like slowly built myself back up.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm curious what your word is. Cause like it's so interesting to look back and think like,
I know.
Did that, you know, was that somewhat, or was I like so far off base? You know what I mean? All right. Well, bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer.
I'll think of a new word. You got a word?
Yeah,
what was
I got a word.
What was your word, and what's your word right now? Word. Of course you got a word. This is your thing, though.
Listen.
I have something I'm going to share with you after, but I'm going to do it after.
You're going to do it after? You can share it now.
No. Give me your word. Word.
Like from last year or this year?
Yeah. Both.
Okay. Love it. I remember, let's see. Mine from last year was nourish, which was very interesting. I had just had the baby, obviously, and then I was juggling like coming back into work, and that was really hard. I really could not handle that at all. And I remember—
It sounds too close to norovirus, but go on.
No. I think it was apt. Like I really, especially at the beginning of the year, I really needed to like, I had a lot that was on my plate, and we had on our plate as a business, but also just all the way around. There was a lot on our plate, and I just kept, especially the beginning of the year, needing to be like, I kind of can't handle this. Like, I really do need to like nourish myself a lot. I might need to like hibernate a little bit. Like, I might need that. And so that was really interesting to look back on. And then this year I did my manifesting before the year. That's different than like,
that's your thing.
I'll be a different person and I will change overnight. This is just like light a candle and see what happens. You know, what is your wildest thing that's going to come into your brain? I don't know. Write it down.
I like that. Let yourself be free.
Yeah.
You know?
No pressure. Just like see what comes up in the vision. And I think that's where I found my word. And apparently the word is spark. Like apparently I'm done nourishing and I'm done hibernating.
How energetic.
Yeah, we're going to have like some passion and some like spark, you know? We'll see.
Okay.
Circle back.
Okay.
2025.
Well, hopefully the illness is stopped so we have some energy for the spark, you know? But I like it.
I'm flexible.
It a lot.
I'm going to have the spark either way, you know? I'm super flexible now.
Yeah.
What was your story?
Well, I feel like if I had to pick a word, I'm not there yet, but I'm getting closer. Yeah. Like, it's something really strong. I want to show up, like, actually speaking up for myself more this year and, like, speaking my needs, which, you know, from childhood stuff, that's my thing that I have to work on is like, I get a little bit quiet and I kind of just try to go with the flow so I don't rock the boat. Mm. But like, you know, I want to speak up more. So I don't really know what my word is actually. Mm-hmm. Like, is it like truth? Is it like, I don't know. I got to circle back. Mm-hmm.
You're simultaneously, oddly enough, the most assertive person that I've ever met in my entire life. You know, like in some ways.
I know, but in 2023, I got away from it. I started to like really kind of quiet down in certain areas. And then it just like didn't work out for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a growth area for both of us, which is good because I just need that in general all the way around. Yes. And there's nothing like what we're learning when we're talking about women and targeting and all the messaging we see. It's like, that's what we've been told our whole lives. Be quiet, be meek, don't rock the boat. And it's like, you don't have to have conflict or like be seen as bitchy or too much by simply like stating your needs, you know, in a like,
no, you're right. And I've always been that way, by the way. You're right. I've been so assertive for so long. And then for some reason, just 2023 was so challenging. And I feel like I got caught up in exactly that, where it was like, oh, you're a woman who's direct. Like, you're a bitch. Yeah. You know, you're a woman who knows exactly what she wants. Well, now you're really difficult.
Yeah.
And it kind of like got to me.
Yeah.
And I gotta move past that.
Yeah. Okay, we'll circle back with
this
your actual
year.
Word. You know what I mean? Well, and you don't need a word. Wait, you don't want a word. Fuck, no, we're not doing a word. Don't do it.
I don't want a word.
Don't do it.
It's too much pressure. You know, everyone's different. But there is something that I came across that I feel like I have been doing the past like 2 weeks or so since I came across it. And I feel like it's been very helpful for me because it's quick. It's easy. It does not take a lot of time. It's very doable is what I'm saying and low pressure.
Not that.
At least I feel that way, but maybe it'll be helpful for everyone else. But Andrew Huberman, How do you say his name, by the way?
I don't know, Huberman? But I listened to it. It's like Huberman Lab. Huberman Lab. Hello.
Yeah, Huberman, right? Huberman Lab. I feel like I heard someone else.
By the way, like low-key in a different lifetime, right? Like Huberman Lab, like kind of, you know. Like we both love our husbands, both of us, happily married. But like Huberman, what's going on there? You know what I mean? Is he single? Like so elusive? So
you know
strong.
What? My husband and I were talking about this the other day, and he has a very strong opinion that Andrew's just never going to get married. Like, it's just not on his mission. Poor it's Andrew. Just not part of his life and his energy, you know? And I was like, so why did you come to that conclusion? And he repeated this one sentence that I feel like it just like, how did you get to that conclusion? Like, that doesn't make any sense. But he was like, yeah, he was talking about parenting and he said this sentence. So to all the people raising kids out there, you're doing a great job because it's hard. And I was like, sorry, that's the sentence that you concluded. So now he's not going to be in a relationship or like have children one day. Well, and he's like, yeah. Okay. I was like, what?
Okay.
Anyways,
I'm sorry. I just had to, Huberman. Yeah, Huberman.
Huberman.
Mm. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I mean, in a different lifetime, I could totally see that for you. I feel for like me. I'm more of like a Ben Stiller person, but
he's a little bit not, I don't know the right word for it. I don't know the right word for it. Not toxic. Not mean. what the word am I looking for?
Wait, who?
What?
Who?
Huberman. He's
who are you talking about now?
He's not like, you know, you need like a little bit of a dick. Like, doesn't have to be like a lot, but like a little bit in some way, you know? It's not the word.
No,
it's not the word. It's not the word. No, you're the one who always said, you know, where it's like
For me, yeah, you're saying that he needs to be more toxic and he's too healthy.
He's too boring.
I'm working on
he's
that in therapy,
that's
but
the
yes,
word
I do
I'm
hear you.
For. You know,
I do
a little
hear
bit,
you.
A little bit of an edge, a little bit.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. We've now talked for 10 minutes.
God.
Okay.
Well, sorry.
I'm embarrassed.
So there was
Go
a
ahead.
Point.
Go ahead.
There was, I'm so embarrassed. I'm blushing. I'm so embarrassed. I will take that to therapy. Anyways, the thing that's been helpful that I'm going to do this year is kind of like this practice that helps me at least just take things day by day. Like, I love what you're saying about, you know, self-reflection is great. Awareness, amazing. Having goals, fantastic when you do it in a sustainable way. Yeah. And so he has this, call it like a 3-minute exercise that you can do every single morning.
Is it 5 things, Dina? Oh
yes,
my God, I've been doing
you can
it too.
Do
Go
it
ahead.
While you're
Go
having
ahead.
Your
I've
coffee.
I've been doing it. Go ahead.
Are you doing this too?
It's great.
It's literally so good and life changing and all based on science. Yeah. Okay, so the first thing is you're going to come up with 5 things you're grateful for, right? I literally just list them out. They can be bullet point one words. Yeah. This does not come naturally to me, by the way, this grateful thing, but it is so good for you and your mental well-being.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, next thing you're going to do is think about your plan for the day. And what that does is it mentally primes you and sets you up for success. You're ready for your day. You know what you're doing. You have a goal. Having goals is actually great, again, when you do it sustainably. The next thing you're going to do is reflect on whether you have any fears or resentments, which is actually huge because these two things really, really can get in the way of your thinking and your feeling. They just take over. But if you can name them, it's almost like in a way you tame them, right? So just by literally taking a second to even just name it to yourself, you really shift how your day is going to go because you're aware of it now. Those things, that fear, that resentment, they're not in the driver's seat of your day.
Well, and that's like my favorite part of this because gratitude is one thing, weirdly, that comes naturally to me. But that part is the part that I think a lot of us do this is uncomfortable. So we just shove it down, right? And we're like, you're being ridiculous. Like, you're being too much. You're being this. And so it's such a game changer to have a place. And I literally will write it on my phone and then I will delete it. Because like a lot of us, I'm still like kind of ashamed of bad feelings, right? Or like, wow, why do I, right? So it's like a safe place where before you even start your day, you can write the things you're worried about, what you have resentment about, what are you afraid of, throw that in the trash. And now I'm not like in the background looping on it all day long, you know, like it's out and it's gone. Such a game changer.
100%. Exactly. And fear is really one of those things where when you're not aware of it, like it's kind of guiding everything. Yeah. It's so sneaky. But when you put it out there on paper, delete it, sure. Mm. But once you see it and kind of contain it, like it's not really guiding the show,
which
is awesome. So I love that one. And then the next thing is you're going to just note and jot down what you're watching out for, right? Like little things that maybe you're still trying to work on, you're trying to grow through. What are you going to watch out for? Mine today, for example, was I'm going to try not to let emotions guide all my decisions because that is something that I'm just kind of prone to in the past. Emotions take over and I'm trying to put like thought over emotions. So that was mine.
Forgot what mine was today.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do it because there was a 15-month-old coughing right on my face
in
my
bed. In your face.
Right, so I didn't get to do my exercise today. I look forward to doing it
tomorrow.
You're
in croup right now? Is that what you've got? Okay. Right.
Yep.
I was telling our pediatrician yesterday. I was telling her, I was like, you know, we've got COVID down. We've got norovirus. I was like, what else do we got? Hand, foot, mouth? When does that peak?
Don't even say that. Don't even say that. I swear to God, yesterday I was supposed to get my hair done. And my hair person was like, I just want to warn you. I'm on day 10 of hand, foot, mouth. And I was like, I'm keeping the gray hair. I don't care. I don't need it.
Lady?
I'll see you in 3 months.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Bye.
It's not a part of my journey.
We can't do this right now. Not right now. Maybe July. Yeah. July, I could maybe handle it then.
Ramp down in like April, you know? Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, God. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Last thing on the list is things that you're striving for. Mm. Your goals, you know, things that you want to keep in mind. Because again, that just primes you to be more likely to do it throughout the day.
Wait, what's the last thing?
A little brain trick.
What was the thing before this?
Things to watch out for.
Oh, okay.
And things to strive for.
Different. I see. Yes. Okay. I think I merged those two. Like by the end of the list, I'm just like, something positive I'm doing with the day. I should probably focus on that more. That's what I'm picking up from this episode.
Totally. Mm. Totally.
Fascinating. Okay. So I'm definitely going to continue to do that Huberman thing all year long.
Same.
Been like really helpful. And that's like what we're talking about, where it's like small things. It's not like go lose 50 pounds, then I'll be happy. It's like, what small things can I do to like make my daily life, like day to day, a little bit more manageable, a little bit easier, a little bit more like with intention of who I want to be.
Exactly. 3 minutes, jot it down. We can do that.
Well, I like that you brought Huberman to the table. I'm at Huberman. Are we?
Huberman. Are we doing it right? I think it's Huberman.
Are we doing it right? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we'll meet him one day. Should we manifest that? Yeah.
I'm going to bring Instagram to the table here as my helpful quote that I'm bringing into 2024. I think all
hit me with it, girl.
All the besties are going to get it. You're going to love it. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm reading this literally from Instagram. This is Claire Bowman Official. I don't even know who this is. This is like on my discovery. I'm getting all of these wonderful targeting.
Okay.
Like, sometimes Instagram will target me wonderful things. I have a really good algorithm.
You should come reset mine.
I've already told you.
Mine is alarming.
Terrifying. Disturbing. And
all I did was follow one workout account, and now it's the entire feed is exactly what we're saying not to do.
Let alone like there's a lot of other nightmares on your algorithm. I told you we need to shut it down and then restart anew, and the same way I set up your Tinder profile for meeting your husband.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna like puppies, pugs, rainbows, Huberman Lab, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. We're more pugs.
Fluffy. Yeah. Yeah. Sweatsuits, you know, like just cozy, comfortable.
Not a bathing suit, a sweatsuit.
Any weighted blanket, you know, things that are really going to help us regulate throughout the day. Just calm energy.
I love it.
Okay. So this is my quote. Ready? It says, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you get back exactly 0% of the time you waste trying to be normal, quote unquote. Make that joke, do the dice thing, say hi to all the dogs you want, be a hot mess, triple text that person, eat cereal for dinner. Being weird and real makes your soul happy. And then the caption is about like unmasking, like your unmasking journey, you know, where it's like, 2024 energy is just, how long do we have on this earth? strip away all of the masks, because those are the things that make us like irritable and anxious and like taking things out on people and withdrawing, all the things we do. I feel like if we can just be weird, be ourselves, put it out there, be nice at the same time, but just be like, this is me, dude. Be weird.
I like that. Let's do that.
Let's be weird.
I want to be weird. I am weird.
You are weird. You are weird. Sometimes I feel like, you know, the childhood, the like be just so pushes it down. Like, we got to let the weird out.
Yeah. Yes. I'm in.
2024, bitches.
Let's get weird.
This has been great.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Let's move on to questions. Do we have weird questions?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Okay, besties, we have some not that weird questions, but like kind of weird questions. Love it. Megan wants to know what to do when toddler says a swear word.
Oh, that's fun. I love when kids do that. You know, you slip up, you're like, you say an F word, and then all of a sudden they're saying it back to you.
Okay, but
it's so good.
Can we all be honest for a second while we don't want our child to say a swear word? Can we just pause and say, is it not the most adorable thing in the world? The first time they do it and you've never seen it happen before and they're like two or three, and especially if they use it in context, you know, where mine, like the very first time she like dropped a book, you know, and it was like, oh, you know, like it was so cute and not just cute, but hilarious. And that's the hardest part about, I think, the advice you're about to give, where I'm just like, this is devastatingly cute and funny. Go ahead.
It is so cute. So, and Kristen, cute. No joke, this happened 2 days ago.
Oh my God, which one?
My three-year-old. And it's because of me. Mm-hmm. It's because of me. I'm going to admit it. You know, I'm human. I had a rough moment. And in front of them, I said...
Oh God.
I said shit, not my husband. It was totally my fault. And then lo and behold, 2 days later, my three-year-old got his sleeve wet and he goes, shit.
Oh my God.
And then he looks at me and he very calmly goes, I'm only saying that because I got my sleeve wet. And I was like, well, yep, nope. Okay. And so the advice is, when this happens, because it's happening to all of us at some point or another, what we're going to try our best to do is just not have a reaction. We're going to not react. We're not going to have a big one that's like, no, we don't say that in our house. And we're not going to be like, that's so funny. You know, we're just going to make it really boring is the advice. Because when you make it boring, you basically suck the power out of those words, right? But if we have a big reaction, then it works. Like, it gets a rise out of us and they're way more likely to keep using that word and repeating it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I was
tricky
just,
though.
I just
I will
literally
say.
Zoned out while you were talking about it because I was just thinking of all the times like in my head. No joke.
I remember one of your times from 2 years ago, by the way. You were on a Peloton.
Was I?
And she overheard Cody be like, yes, bitch.
Oh, it literally was Cody Rigsby. It was very empowering, you know? She was like 3 years old. She's like, yes, bitch. She was like, oh my.
Yeah. Why would we want to stop that?
2024. Here we come.
Obviously, listener, we're joking. By the way, a lot of people get very sensitive about swear words, and like clearly, and like our children do not swear. By the way, like they really don't.
That is a joke.
Mine only lasted like that one day. You know, it really has never been. It's like a quick one, and then when you don't give it a reaction, it really does go away.
Yeah,
it really does.
By the way, I think this is the problem with my specific weird. You can't tell when I'm joking sometimes.
Gemini joke.
It's tricky. It's a Gemini joke.
It's what it's you call a Gemini tricky. Joke, where you say something very truthful and we all know it's truthful, yeah. And it's like a little bit hurtful. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, you can't, you're like, Gemini joke. We're like, no, you can't say you're joking because you mean
just
that.
Say that.
Yeah. No, we're joking. They don't swear.
2024, I'm embracing that. Okay. Anyways, moving along.
Okay, next question. This is from Julie. Hey, Boo.
Hey, Julie. Happy New Year.
Okay. Dina, how did you get uterine prolapse? Is it because your boys were born so close in age? That's a good question, actually. I'm curious. Wow.
Okay, so this has actually been on my mind. And I do think that probably because I had my kids so close together, they're 16 months apart, which means at 6.5 months postpartum, I got pregnant, which in hindsight feels just wild to look at. I have a video of me holding a baby, a brand new baby, surprising my parents and being like, guess what? We're having a baby. And literally in the video, they just are so confused because their brain can't compute. Like
you mean that baby?
You're holding a baby. Like could that mean? Yeah. And it's just like, you're pregnant. And I was like, yes, you know? So literally they were so close together that I really do feel like my body probably didn't get a chance to properly recover. Mm. I really wish in hindsight that I had gone to pelvic floor therapy while I was pregnant and especially postpartum, but I didn't. I didn't even know that was a thing at that point. Like it really just wasn't on my radar, and going right into the next pregnancy, I feel like that probably had a big impact.
What is a doc? Have you asked a doctor, by the way?
So I haven't had a chance to ask this exact question, but it's really been on my mind.
I'm
too. I really wonder if I had a chance to like fully recover with or without pelvic floor therapy, like would this have been different? The only person I have talked to is my midwife who's like, uterine prolapse, like everyone who has two kids has some sort of uterine prolapse usually, unless you go like work on it.
What? So, is that true? Is that true?
I don't know. How's your uterus?
I think it's okay, but I think it's okay. First of all, I think you have to like have extensive testing before you do IVF to ensure that like your uterus is okay and can have. So I think they would have like picked up. I mean, there were a lot of invasive tests. So I think my uterus is okay somehow. Somehow, some way.
Well,
but I mean,
good.
We had
that's
gaps
great.
Too. I don't, again, I mean, let's consult a doctor. It's the answer to this
question.
Well,
I'm going to the doctor. That's what going to say.
Okay,
I'm going to actually several follow-ups like in the next week or so. So I will definitely circle back with a lot of updates because I have had so many questions about my uterus, about my endometriosis, adenomyosis. Like I've got the whole thing working for me, against me. You know what I mean?
I have a lot of questions.
I've got an update
first
coming.
Of all, just real quick, can you do a 30-second, what is uterine prolapse?
Yeah, so this is when your uterine muscles essentially like weaken and your uterus can literally start to fall out of your body in a sense. It's like falling lower. So if it gets really bad, it can fall all the way out of your body.
Oh my God. Dina.
Yeah, I was told mine is mild and I can honestly, truthfully like feel it. I can feel that it's like falling, which is a very weird sensation.
Wow.
And yeah, I'm starting pelvic floor therapy again. Mm. So we will see. You got to strengthen that muscle.
Wow. You know? Okay. Well, I want to hear back on like all of this, by the way, because I know you're about to go see a bunch of doctors. So like we need more information.
Okay.
I'm crazy.
I'm going to have a lot coming your way.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Alrighty. Last question from Rebecca.
Hey, Boo.
How do I talk to grandparents about how to change how they talk about their bodies? Ooh, that's a good one.
That's so important. This is so important. Yeah. I mean, I love that we live in a culture and a generation that mostly does do this because our kids no matter how little they are listening. They are picking up on it. You might be talking about your body and your thighs and how you, I shouldn't eat. And, you know, what are all the things we heard growing up, Dina? I heard like, I can't eat anything today. Oh, I can't. I've been so bad. I couldn't possibly, like, I can't eat for another 3 days.
I shouldn't have that cake. Like, oh. No, I'm so fat.
These jeans make my butt look huge. Just disgusting. Ugh, I can't. I can't do that. I can't wear that.
I honestly, when I first heard this question, had a very like intense memory of the first time this came up working with a literal 8-year-old girl in therapy, okay, who was crying about how she hated her body and literally said out loud, she was like, how could I ever love mine when all I do is watch my mom in the mirror in her bra squeeze her stomach and go, I look disgusting. I'm so fat. I'm disgusting. And she's like, I feel disgusting.
Woo!
And I was like, oh my God. Like, you said it out loud in words, but how many of us, you know, never even find the words to actually say it? It's just living deep within us every day.
Mm-hmm. And it's so hard to like rewire what you think about yourself. It is just that, you know, it's what you, it is your inner monologue. Like, I think we're all working really hard, but some of us are still there. It's still going to be like, oh, this makes me look kind of big. Like, it's just going to be instinctual. And it's such hard work to show up and so uncomfortable. Like, if my girls are standing there, I will go out of my way to be like, this, I love this dress on me. I feel like I look really strong. Like, I feel like I could like go really fast. Whatever it is, it's like, it's so intentional to be positive with our words and around food and around our bodies. So when it comes to grandma, I feel like you got to just take it head on, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's going to be uncomfortable.
Go direct.
It's not going to feel good. It's like what we were talking about at the beginning of this episode of like, we don't want to have conflict. We want to just stay quiet and like just avoid it. But I think this is one you have to just be head on about because it's so important.
Yeah, just directly say it. You know, in our house, we actually don't talk about bodies that way. We don't say those things out loud.
Yeah.
You know, just really like putting it out there.
Yeah, and it can be something positive. You state the boundary and then shift to the yes, even with grandma, where it's like, this is, you know, something that we're working on with Adanya, and we're teaching her just how beautiful her body is. So we need her to hear how beautiful our bodies are. And grandma, I think your body is beautiful. You have an amazing body and brain and spirit and personality. You know, I mean, just kind of laying out there. And then also the boundary, though. Where it's
I went too direct for a second there.
Dina's coming back. I was like, this is the Dina I know. The Dina I know has no trouble.
It's just a firm boundary.
Just really directly. Just really directly. Telling you exactly.
No, but you're right. You can sit them down and have a talk about the why behind it as well. That we want them to grow up embracing their bodies, loving their bodies, that hating your body has never got you anywhere good. Yeah. It really has not.
Yeah. Well, new year, new you, boo. 2024. Same bod, same spirit.
But I don't hate it this year, Kristen.
Yeah, girl. Round of applause.
That's a Gemini joke because of my eating disorder history. Thank you so much.
That is a Gemini joke. I like that.
That was a Gemini joke.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. No, but really, I feel like I've made so much progress in my whole body journey. So I'm really proud of that.
I'm proud of you too. I'm proud of you too.
Thanks. So in 2024, we are bringing the energy. We are self-aware. We are gentle on ourselves. This is our year, but not in a bad way.
It's our year to be weird. We're just going to be weird.
Yes.
That's it, guys. You know, I'm going to keep it real simple, real flexible. Like, am I being my whole weird? No, not going to do it. You know, let's keep this simple.
More Gemini jokes coming your way.
Keep them coming. Keep more Gemini jokes. I feel like, though, isn't the opposite? Isn't it the opposite? You're supposed to get rid of your Gemini jokes and just like state the truth.
That is correct, technically. Yes.
Okay, cool.
We're going to inch our way there. We got this.
I love it. I love it. All right, besties. I'm pooped. What time is it right now? 7:15.
Ooh, wow. It's bedtime.
My circadian rhythm. Like it's time to take my magnesium. It's time to.
I was going to say when it's bedtime, it's actually, time to go watch TV for too long.
I can't.
You know, and you look at the clock and you're like, I really should turn this off. Okay, 10 more minutes. And then it's not 10 more minutes.
But like while you're doing that, I'm ordering groceries. I'm doing the next size up in clothing. I'm doing like the whole to-do list. So I need 10 more minutes. Do you know what I mean?
I'm double screening right here, you know? Am I watching the TV? Yeah. Like, not even.
Not really. But I feel it. I feel Monica of Salt Lake City in my soul. Like, I feel the energy and I feel at peace, honestly, you know?
Do you ever watch a show? I'm watching Love Island right now. And then I watch people talk and they talk with like, what's that called? The vocal fry. And then for the next day, I'm like talking with some vocal fry.
No, that's a you
and then
thing.
I have to turn it off intentionally. Is that that's a me a
you
thing? Thing? Why does that
you
happen
You pick
to
up
me?
Voices. That's like your thing.
Oh,
in
yeah.
In your next life or in your next this life. I don't know. Maybe this is your new Gemini joke.
In 2024.
Like, yeah, 2024. Back and I'll just be like a voice impersonator. You should do like cartoons or something. I don't know.
I would be really good at that. You actually.
Like scarily good. Like you'd be paid
Let's
really
circle back
well.
On that.
Let's do it.
Let's circle back on that. Okay. 2024, anything's possible.
2024, bitches, we love you. We'll see you next week, besties. Woo!
See you, besties.
If you are struggling with toddler or preschooler tantrums, pushback, discipline, picky eating, just all the confusing things, this podcast, we can only scratch the surface. If you need help, our course, Winning the Toddler Stage, is here to help. It is aptly nicknamed the Toddler Manual because it truly has every single thing you could possibly struggle with under the sun between the ages of 1 and 6 within one course. We're not going to do a bunch of workshops. You have to buy the sleep guide and the picky eating guide and the this guide and the that guide. No, everything you could possibly need for ages 1 through 6 is all in this one course. We were never meant to do this parenting thing alone. You deserve to have help. We are here for you. You can find that course at biglittlefeelings.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Big Little Feelings. We give free tips every single day. They might change your life with one free tip.
Thank you so much for being here with us. This has been an Odyssey production, executive produced by Lauren LaGrasso, produced by Daniela Silva, edited by Bob Tabador, and theme music composed by Liz Full. Then studio lighting designed by Shane Sackett and designed by Jackie Shearman. Special thanks to Odyssey Executive Vice President and Head of Podcasts, Jenna Weiss-Berman. And thank you for being here with us. We can't wait till next week.